With Ross Reynolds, I'm Marcy Silman. People don't know what you are, Jay Leno said to Keanu Reeves on The Tonight Show. What is Keanu? According to Leilani Nishimi, that question could have revealed something about racial passing and multiracial recognition. Nishimi is a professor at the University of Washington. She's the co-author of Undercover Asian, Multiracial Asian Americans in Visual Cultures. Through the stories of Asian Americans like Keanu Reeves and Tiger Woods, Nishimi explores these ideas of multiracialism. Nishimi told our colleague Steve Scher why she wanted to focus on famous Asian Americans.
Well, they're all mixed race Asians. They're all in the public eye. And I find them all interesting. I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, I lived with this book for a long time, so I had to find people that I wanted to spend some time with.
And you find them interesting because of what are they revealing?
When I started writing this book, I was really interested in underground culture and people who were kind of out of the mainstream. But for me, I think part of what's interesting to me is thinking about why are these people popular? What do people find appealing about them? And I sort of think that when people become popular, it's in some way expressing something larger about society.
You use a phrase in here that I find interesting, multiracial Asian Americans. Yeah. What is that? What is a multiracial Asian American?
Literally, it's somebody who is multiple races, including Asian American. But the reason that I have this incredibly long, awkward phrase that I use repeatedly is partly because I think if I just said multiracial or mixed race, the assumption is that we're talking about black and white mixed race. And so I didn't want that to be sort of the default assumption. But the other thing is that I think that Asian Americans have a very particular kind of history and a very particular place in the U.S., and I wanted to explore what it is that particular place for Asian Americans and what that might mean for them to be mixed race.
But Asian Americans, I mean, there are Chinese Americans, Japanese Americans, Korean, Filipino. What is it to lump all those folks into one big category?
For me, it's partly a political decision. So this is coming out of the 1960s where the phrase Asian American was coined. And it was very much coined as a way to try and understand the united histories, the sort of common cause that people who are lumped together have, right, as Asian Americans. But it's a very flexible category. It depends on, if you just look at census categories, it depends on the decade. Who's considered Asian American and who isn't shifts over time. It's not a stable thing.
How does it help me think about people in this country to have that phrase in my head?
For many people, mixed race people, that we imagine that it means we don't have to worry about race anymore, that it's going to fix itself, that all we have to do is date other people of other races and have kids and we'll all be brown and we don't have to think about race or try to fix the systemic problems that I think are actually why we have racial groups. So I think that fantasy is very much a part of kind of an American ethic or American belief system.
Leilani Nishimi is author of Undercover Asian, Multiracial Asian Americans in Visual Culture. She's from the UW. You talk about Keanu Reeves in your book, and you say there are opportunities to rethink our views on race and ideologies that naturalize racial categories. Yeah. Is that what you're alluding to?
That's part of it. What interests me is the ways that we walk down the street and we could see race in ways that seem very natural, right? We think race is in people's bodies and that we could read it on their faces, and it's inherent in them. Even if, you know, when I come into the classroom and I say, so we know that race doesn't exist, right? All the students nod their head. Everyone knows. Everyone's been in the biology class where they learned race doesn't exist. And then I say, look around the classroom. Are there people of different races in this class? And they all nod their heads, right? How do we have these two totally opposite ideas? And I think it has to do with this way that race visually has become so naturalized for us, right? We think it's real visually, even if intellectually we don't think it's real. That's also that fantasy, right? That if we could just be thoughtful enough or, you know, I don't know, liberal enough or whatever it is, that race will go away, that it doesn't have any impact.
Do we want race to go away? Do we want those identities to go away?
I don't think we want the identities to go away. It would be great if the hierarchies went away. And I think the hierarchies is why we still have racial groups.
What is the Keanu? That's what Jay Leno asked. What was the opportunity there? And And what does it reveal?
Well, so I don't think there's a simple answer for that, which is why I guess I wrote an entire book about it. But I think it's not a question that he wanted to address then, either Jay Leno or Keanu Reeves. And so it was able to slide by. But I think there's an opportunity to start that conversation about race. And I think particularly for mixed race people, they can provide that opportunity, right? Rather than saying they're a sign of race going away, I think they're a space where we're also simultaneously able to talk about race, right? Because there seems to be this confusion about it, because they haven't been naturalized, because in many ways we can't agree if Keanu Reeves looks Asian or doesn't look Asian, then all of a sudden we have a space where we can have a conversation where, you know, I think if somebody was looking at me, there wouldn't be a whole lot of conversation about whether I looked Asian or not, right? So I think it provides us a kind of chance.
You wrote, there's a famous Vanity cover, fair cover of Keanu Reeves, and he's got almost kabuki style makeup. You were asking this question, why and how are we able to read race and gender into that image, but into an image at all? I mean, what is the conversation I have both racially and in terms of gender when I see that cover of Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. Somehow the feminization of him in that image allowed us to see him as racially other as well.
Really?
Yeah, I think
so. I mean, there is this ongoing question about whether Asian American men are allowed to be sexualized and not turned effeminate. Is that what was part of what was happening there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was part of it. I mean, I think at many points in his career this was going on, right? So the moment that I'm interested in the chapter is during the 1990s when there was all these rumors going on that he was married to David Geffen. And so there was all these, yeah. And, you know, and it was amazing. I was able to actually track down a couple of quotes from David Geffen talking about the rumors as well. And it was also around the time of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell legislation. And so there was this kind of time also where there was all this discussion about closeting and outing and whether you should declare yourself as being gay or not being gay or being queer or not being queer. And it was also a time where we weren't talking about passing anymore, right? There was a while in Hollywood where there's all these films about passing and there was all these stories and, you know, it was part of the national conversation. And all that had sort of disappeared by the 90s.
Why is The Matrix in here? What do The Matrix stories reveal about the racial stories we tell ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it tells a really a revealing story about the U.S. and how we think about mixed race and how we think about hybrid cultures, because the series was really famous for blending Hollywood and Hong Kong film. And I think it was really celebrated for that. And I think people really were excited about it. But I think that hybridity didn't really extend to thinking about Keanu Reeves or thinking about actual mixed race bodies. And so a lot of the kind of mixture of man and machine that you see going on in the movie that I think is a metaphor for mixed race.
Mixed race bodies. Leilani Nishimi is author of Undercover Asian, Multi-Asian Americans in Visual Culture. She teaches at the University of Washington. What about Seattle?
I think that kind of liberal ideal is really very strong here in Seattle. Sense that race is declining in significance. I don't see a whole lot of productive conversation going on, although I was really excited this past year to see the race exhibit at Pacific Science Center. And I saw a really wonderful exhibit on mixed race Asian Americans at the Wing Luke Museum. So I think maybe there are more possibilities, more conversations going on.
To what end? How do you see this conversation going? What direction would you like to see this conversation take?
Well, you know, so for me, the idea of denaturalizing race, of not assuming race is either going away or is a naturally occurring thing, allows us to start thinking about, well, if it isn't biological, if it isn't natural, then why do we still have it, right? What does race do for us as a society? And I think many ways what it does for us as a society is it allows us to accept injustice. It allows us to accept inequality.
How so?
Well, so I think we have a sense that, well, some groups just aren't suited to be more successful, right? Some groups need to be taken care of more, maybe, or don't have the same access to rights. And that's just kind of natural. Right?
I mean, that's the way it is?
That's just the way it is, right? And I think we're more willing to accept that if we accept that race is not socially constructed.
So what is a Keanu?
I think a Keanu is a great subject for discussion. Right? It's something that allows us to talk about race in more productive ways.
Because we can look at him and project onto his identity those questions?
Well, I think more we can look at him and say, why is it that we aren't able to see him as multiply raced, right? What is the kind of dominant narrative, and why is that the dominant narrative?
Leilani Nishimi is an assistant professor of communications at the University of Washington and co-editor of East Main Street, Asian American Popular Culture. Her latest book is Undercover Asian, Multiracial Asian Americans in Visual Cultures. Nishimi spoke with our colleague Steve Scherr.